Blog Talk Radio.
Michael, now I apologize because our recording system is glitching at our end. So we're on our backup system, which is telephone. Okay, so are you both on the same phone? No. I need you to go on phone. That's right. Yes, that's fine. That's what I'm saying. Without headphones, but I need you both to call in the same number from separate lines. Because there'll be feedback on my end if there are two lines open on your end. Right. Okay, good. So let me give you this phone number to call in, and let me know how many of you are you both calling in on different lines? Okay, very good. So here is the guest number to call in. 818-739-8957. Okay, very good. Very, very good. Okay, good. So I'm hanging up from this one. The number is 818-739-8957. Call me back if you have any problems. Okay, thank you.
No, but I do want to find out the name of their firm. I don't remember what it is. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hello.
Good. Oh, good. There you are.
Perfect. All right. Now, Stuart, do we have music on this one, or are we not? Okay. Good. So we are ready to go. We're ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
All right. Our levels are good.
Okay. Levels are good.
Everybody there?
Yeah, I'm
yep.
here. We need
Hello?
Some now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We're
all right, so
here.
You're going to be hearing music. We're sitting
okay.
at the clock. But why don't you open the door so when you open the door to go out, it won't be noisy. Or open that one because that'll be even noisier. Okay. We're just trying to eliminate noise. Go ahead, Stu.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need 10 seconds of silence.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, about aging. But today we're going to be talking about an aspect of aging we have not covered for quite some time. Maybe my own fear has stopped me from doing this, and that is the financial side of retirement, of pre-retirement, and even for our really, really younger listeners, and we have plenty of those who are interested in aging well, what you should be doing with your money while you are a brand new hire. It doesn't really matter. What you're looking for is a real amount of safety in your future. And these days, safety is very hard to come by. And so we have two people who are really experts that I've worked with many times, actually, and have had the privilege and the pleasure to address their own clients. I've seen how excited their clients are about the stability, not the excitement. They're excited about their non-excitement in their portfolios. And we're going to be talking about that today. So I'm going to introduce you right now to Michael and Laura Lehrhoff, and they are really the force between strategies for retirement. They have a lot to tell you. Let me start with you, Michael. You know,
sure.
This is your, let's put it this way, this is not your first rodeo. You've been through a lot of times of crises and up and down, and let's just look at the past year. Before, I know everybody wants to look to the future, but right now, for the past year, what have you seen in the market and in the way people have been responding to it that might have surprised you or that you expected? Give us a little 2020 in review.
Yeah, so you know, it's interesting. Obviously, the past year was, I would say, a really interesting year, a year that I don't think any of us would have expected, right? So if you go through the year in review, you start out January, you know, February, things were pretty good in the market. And then March came and COVID came. And I kind of call it the flash crash. We had this
right.
COVID flash crash that seemed to drop the market like 30%. And that, at that point, everybody was so nervous, everybody was so concerned, a lot of uncertainty. Nobody was knowing what's going on, you know. Some people got out of the market. Some people were told to stay in. But nobody knew or could predict the future. And it was interesting because we've seen that market climb back up and climb back up. And, you know, it. I don't think anyone really can explain it per se because there's some fundamentals that you may not agree with that why is the market so high? But seems like the market has recovered from the corona flash crash. And the big question is what's coming next, right?
Right. Now, let me go to Laura for a minute. While this is going on from the point of view of analyzing the markets, what's going on with you looking at your constituents, even marketing in the financial industry? Were people panicked? I do know, Laura, that because you work a lot with annuities, we talk about that a lot, there's a lot more stability in your clients' portfolios. But still, you must have gotten some reaction. What were you experiencing from the point of view of the average investor, which is really who your constituents are?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely got a lot of people who were not panicked with what we had set up them up with. Obviously, the point of what we do is to take the panic away, but there was a lot of fear and there was a lot of, you know, I want to say like a paralyzed, like they just didn't know what to do and just so much uncertainty. I've never even experienced it in my own lifetime, the amount of uncertainty around every single aspect, financial, health, everything. And I think it just laid this sort of paralysis on top of everybody where they just didn't know where to turn next. And that's how it started. Where it ended up was actually quite a wonderful place where I found people hungry for knowledge, hungry because there was nothing really else to do. So people have been very interactive with their finances, at least on our end, and seeking out information. So they've used this time to get better informed. So that's the positive. But right when it started, a lot of, you know, paralyzation and fear and uncertainty for sure was what I found.
Now, before I go back to Michael, I just want to ask you, did you set it up, or Michael can answer this too, did you set it up so that you did virtual calls and virtual meetings with your clients?
Yeah, and so one thing I want to add to what Laura said, and Adrian, you know this from working with us, but, you know, our focus is on safe money. You know, the accounts we have with our clients are protected from market losses, but do participate with some upside of the market. So, you know, in March, we got tons of phone calls in our office, and people were just so thankful that losing their money is one less thing they had to worry about. You know, so that was interesting in March, the phone calls we got thanking us so much and the peace of mind they got. But you mentioned about virtual. Our whole business changed too. I mean, we were doing a ton of live dinner seminars, educational seminars, let's put it that way, educating people live, right? And then we had to switch to virtual. Technology is interesting, isn't it? I think we've all this year or 2020 learned a lot of new technology, and we embraced the webinars and things like that. So now we're doing a ton of webinars and getting our message out to even more people than we did before.
Right. Yeah. So I want everybody to have access to that. As I always do, we do not sell products here. There was a time in my life that I actually was in the annuity and insurance business. I love annuities. I'm one of the few who will say it loud and proud. And the reason is times like this. The reason is that a time comes when you just don't want to lose your money, period. It's more important for you not to lose it than to make a ton of it. And that's why I so respect what Laura and Michael have done, and I've done webinars and seminars with them. But if you become a client or you call them, and I'm going to give you access to them, there's no financial gain for me. I just want you to know that I want you to know who the best is. So tell everybody where to find you guys.
Well, a few things. One is we do webinars, and if someone would like to see the replay of the webinar, we are very happy to send a replay. Laura, what would be the best way for them to contact us to see a replay of the webinar?
It would be to go to our website, strategies4retirement.com. And you will see upcoming webinars on there. You can contact us on the contact page through there. Or you could email us at info@strategies4retirement.com. Those are the best two ways to reach out. We're happy to, like Michael said, send a replay, get you signed up for the next one. Our webinars are such a great starting place. If you're new to this whole thing of keeping money safe or you want to learn about what we do, it's a really great step one is to come to a webinar. That's how we say, come to the webinar.
Yeah, definitely. We've done webinars about obviously how to keep your money safe and growing. We've also done webinars about some tax-free situations and long-term care insurance. But I think it's important, Adrian, when you mention annuities, look, you know, I agree with you. You know, this isn't about selling a product. This is about a solution. And there are many kinds of annuities on the market. We don't use all kinds. There are a few we use, but the kinds we use have, you know, they protect the principal. They have zero fees or very, very little fees. So there are some annuities out there we don't use, but it's not about the annuity. In 2008, I got burned by the stock market. I'm sure a lot of people did, right?
Yeah, I did, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I saw, I've been in this industry for close to 30 years now. In 2008, not only did we get burned, Laura and I got burned by the market, we saw a lot of other people got burned by the market. And I started looking at places where people can grow their money and keep it safe. And so it was more of, I found a solution. You know, I'm always looking at how to do that. And we have actually a book called Safe Money and Income Book. We're happy if you contact us. We're happy to send you a copy of the book as well. But this is more about, if your goal is to keep your money safe, you can't afford to go backwards, and at the same time have some reasonable rate of return, there might be some options out there that you may not know about. So it's more of a solution-based approach rather than a product-based approach.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Does it make sense? And it does, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about that because we're going to really pick these guys' brains about what they're looking at for 2021. Look into the future, see if they think there'll be a difference because of the new administration or not, because of the vaccines or not, and then take a little bit of a deeper dive into what we're talking about when we talk about safe money. Don't you guys go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Okay, so now we're off for a few minutes, and it's pretty obvious what we're going to do now. When we come back, I will ask you to give your URL, all right, so you then know where to get your to look up your company, okay? And on there, will they be able to see old webinars if they go there, or what's their best way to see them?
I think to see old webinars, we have to send them the link, so they should email us or contact us on our contact page on the on the website.
Hey, Adrian, I have a great idea, too.
Yeah.
Adrian, I have a great idea. You did a webinar with us in the summer, and that was
so
the start of our Health is Wealth series. And we have this Health is Wealth series, which you're one of them, too. And, and we certainly can give access to that, too. We have a web. Do we have a website for that, too, honey?
We have a showcase on Vimeo. With if your listeners want us to send the webinar with you on it, and then a few of our other ones, but we don't want to confuse the message, honey. I don't want to confuse the message.
I'll
have them give you the. I know what to do. Don't worry about it. All right, we are ready.
Okay.
Plus, let's make it easy for them to contact us.
Right.
Yeah.
Now we have to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrian Berg, and we are back with Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Just a little bookkeeping or housekeeping here. Simply go to my website, adrianberg.com, that's adrianeberg.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter. You get a little bit of a pop-up there as soon as you go there, and it's absolutely free. It's free of charge. It comes to you every single Monday with hints and tips on successful aging, but also a lot of freebies. So let me tell you about one freebie, and then we're going to get to our guests, and I'll tell you about another freebie. We just did an incredible, incredible webinar on mitochondria. That's your cells. That's really the sheaths around your cells. And it's what keeps you strong. It's why they tell you to go out and exercise, because it helps the mitochondria stay strong. And part of decline in aging is when those sheaths weaken. That's where you see people who can't walk or have walkers. There's really nothing wrong with them in the sense that they have a diagnosis. Is that they are becoming frail. We don't want that. You don't want that. So learn a little bit about the geroscience behind mitochondria, and we had the top scientists in the world speaking about that on a panel, and it's absolutely free, and I just sent that link today to all of my newsletter subscribers. So you're going to want that kind of inside information on health and also wealth. AdrianBerg.com. And just sign up for the free newsletter, always free, sells absolutely nothing. It's my labor of love. Today we're speaking with two folks that have to do with financial planning, and yet it doesn't make me nervous. Usually when I talk to people with financial planning, I get nervous, and I'll tell you why, inside story. Because when you interview, when you're a broadcaster and you interview somebody in the field of personal finance and investing, and somebody invests with them and it goes wrong, nobody likes you anymore. But when I deal with Michael and Laura Lehrhaupt, Strategies for Retirement, one of their mantras is that is safe, is safety. And I wrote a book, actually, which all of you who are my newsletter subscribers got a copy of, and that is The Retirement Income Explosion. And it explains annuities in a way that very few people explain them, and in a way I know that Laura and Michael agree with. And that is being very selective, looking at it for safety, not immense growth, although there is some participation in a good stock market. And it's there really to give you peace of mind. And the two of them do seminars on this, webinars, and have their own book available to you. So let me throw it first to Laura. Tell everybody where to find you guys so that they have access to ongoing education.
Yeah, that's such a good thing. I love ongoing education. That's huge. We are at strategiesforretirement.com. It's the number 4. So strategiesforretirement.com is our website. And we have so much wonderful free resources on the website, as well as a Contact Us page where you, if you have a question, anything you heard on the show today, you want to reach out. Michael mentioned we have a book we'd love to give away for free. We've got webinars to rewatch as a replay on various different topics, especially what Adrian just talked about, the safety of annuities. So strategies, the number 4retirement.com is where you can read about us and find some great information that we offer.
Right, and one of the things that you can get, you could go to their contact page and ask for it. I did a webinar with them right at the beginning of COVID, when COVID was really something that we knew nothing about, called Better Than Normal. And you'll see my predictions with regard to what's going to happen, and so far, pretty correct. So let me ask you now, Michael. People do want to know, 2021, even though you deal with annuities, and annuities are not a volatile product, so your research on the market is a little different, let's say, than somebody who would be researching stocks, per se, and only stocks. But still, you've got plenty of market
research. Yes, I just want to make sure, I just want to make sure we're crystal clear. You know, I deal with fixed and fixed index annuities. You know, I stay away from variable annuities. That has risk and fees. So we're talking really fixed
and fixed
index, right?
And also very market-oriented and can go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you die.
Yeah, variable annuities
die,
is not
deal.
My – yeah, not the thing.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not – you know, we're talking about fixed indexed annuities and fixed annuities, which protect your principal and allow you growth without market risk and zero fees, by the way. But, you know, I'm going to take a quote from my wife. We were doing our radio show called The Money Couple, right? And we have a podcast and radio show called The Money Couple. And we were doing it, and Laura said this, which I agree – we're not in the prediction business. We're in the protection business, right? So it's very hard to predict the market. What we do know is there's a lot of uncertainty. There is a new obviously, we have a change of leadership in our country, and we have a lot of stimulus packages going out. Interest rates are at all-time low. And you know, any of these factors can influence the market. So, you know, in my opinion, and it's just clearly my opinion, I think we'll have interest rates low for a while. I think with all the stimulus, you may see a positive reaction. But, you know, what scares me the most is if the stock market's like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down, and you think about that roller coaster ride, well, you remember the roller coaster going up, right? Click, 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 and it keeps going up and up and up and up, up. At some point, it's got to go down. And we're probably on the highest roller coaster we've ever seen. So I would just say let's tread lightly because we can't predict the market. The only thing we could do is protect ourselves. Make sense?
Absolutely. And I do want to make this distinction. You know, there was a time, folks, that I only worked in the field of education and finance. I've got a lot of books out, 14 of them, and they're all about money. Only now am I looking very deeply into the health component. But annuities have a problem, and Michael alluded to it. The problem is nobody really understands what that word means. In many of my books, Michael, I have a chapter called Will the Real Annuity Please Stand Up? And these variable annuities are really not annuities. An annuity means that something is going to come to you over and over again, very predictably over your lifetime. And a variable annuity basically is in the stock market with some insurance overlay protection. So we're not talking about those. And if you guys hear
correct
that annuities are not great for retirement, that's probably what the folks are talking about, the variable annuity. But the fixed
correct
annuity, the fixed indexed annuity, is actually has not been properly explained to the public. So, and you're not going to be able to do it, Michael, in a minute and 21 seconds. But if you could
I might surprise you.
Yeah, if you surprise me. If anybody can do it, it's going to be you. You're on. Explain exactly what that means in a nutshell.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you really look at an annuity, there's two components. There's this accumulation phase and distribution phase. But annuities have been around since the Roman Empire. They're not new. They've been around a long time. But when we talk about fixed and fixed index annuities, it's apples and oranges compared to variable. I am not a fan of variable annuities. But when we deal with fixed annuity, it's very similar to a CD. you're locking in a guaranteed interest rate for X amount of time. For example, you know, a 3-year fixed annuity gives you X amount of interest rate. Like right now, currently, we have a fixed annuity paying 2.4% currently, right? You go to the bank, the CD rates are much lower than that. So fixed annuity just gives you guaranteed interest rate. At the end of the term, you could take it out. Now, fixed indexed annuity is more linked to the market. And the idea there is you're able to participate in the upside of the market. So you get some of the upside of the market, but you're fully protected from the downside of the market. So if you want to learn more, I'm happy to, you know, have you look at a replay of our webinar. I mean, educate yourself first. But we have the book, Safe Money and Income Book, and we have our webinars. We're happy to share that with you. Just go to our website, strategies4retirement.com, and, you know, get in contact with us. We'll send that to you. But I hope I did that in the time you allotted.
You did it. You did it. You did it. And we will be back in just a moment. Don't you guys go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, now in this segment, I want to start with Laura and I want to talk about planning.
Okay.
Because planning is a very vague word. And I want Laura maybe to tell people what it really means. We have retirement planning, big deal.
Sure.
We all know we should. But with greater specificity, and then we'll go on to Michael as to, you know, what should people be doing now that might have been different pre-COVID?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. So,
and by the way, Adrian, it's Laura's birthday today.
All right. I think you may have said I'm going to – I certainly will make that happen. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay, Stuart, we are ready. Now we have to be quiet.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. More housekeeping. As you know, I'm the executive director of a nonprofit organization called the Catalyst Institute. It's for the delay and prevention of age-related diseases, and we are really advocates for increased health span. What does that even mean? It means not only should we be living longer, and can we be living longer, but while we are living longer, we should not only be healthy, but we should have fewer and fewer of those morbidities. People didn't even know what a morbidity was until COVID. But it means things like diabetes, and it means things like heart issues, certain kinds of cancers that actually start when you're older in life. And those are the comorbidities that make being older miserable. And yet, it is really such a fabulous stage in life. So the Catalyst Institute is dedicated to this, and most of the people involved, I'll tell you the truth, are geroscientists, are medical people, are policymakers in Washington, and my listeners. My listeners and my newsletter subscribers get the inside story about aging that really only the professions are involved with. For example, our mitochondria webinar, which took place last week. We're doing another one called Yower or Wow, which means what is going to be pill regulations under the new administration. I'm working on one now for February 26th on exercise. But these are with anthropologists and geroscientists that really explain to you why you should be exercising, what is it doing to your body. Maybe it will make a difference in your motivation. How do you get access to all this free of charge? Very simple. You go to Adrienne Berg, A-D-R-I-A-N-E-B-E-R-G, adrienneberg.com, and join our newsletter, and you get notified of all of these things. We're also opening up an online campus for collaboration between different professions, and my laymen, my folks who are not in the medical field, will be part of it too. So let me know who you are, and I will give you access. Now, right now, we're talking to Michael and Laura Lehrhaupt, Strategies for Retirement. I want to give you access to them. One of the things that I always ask my listeners to tell me is, what do they want to know about? And I get, Laura, all the time, we want to understand how to plan for retirement. But honestly, when they ask me this, I don't think they actually know what they mean by planning.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Now, you live that day after day with real people.
Mm-hmm.
What does planning for retirement mean today?
Well, you know, it's such a great question because it's so vague, and you really have to really chunk it down. You have to break it up. So when we talk about planning with our clients and with people that we work with, the first thing you have to do is you have to take a financial inventory, because you can't manage what you don't measure. So you have to say, okay, where am I right now? What do my finances look like right now? And, you know, it's really important to really take a look at that. You'd be surprised at how many people really don't know, like, their monthly expenses and where their money is. It's all over the place. So this is a huge step, and you might even argue that you could chunk that down too, because it could be overwhelming for a lot of people. So taking an inventory of your finances is a really great place to start, your current finances. The next thing I would say, and Michael kind of came up with this term, is identifying your retirement vision. And by that, what we mean is, where do you want to be, what would you like to be doing, and who do you want to be doing it with? And, you know, Adrienne, when you came and you spoke last January, which pre-pandemic seems like ages ago,
right.
You spoke at our breakfast. It was such a beautiful, wonderful event. We had 400 clients there, and glued to Adrienne's every word. And I remember you talked about purpose, having a purpose.
Yes.
And I almost feel like that fits in this category, you know, really thinking about what purpose, what is going to be my purpose, where do I want to be, what do I want to be doing. And once you can identify that, we need to set up a budget. Where are the income streams coming from? What are anticipated expenses? And can we make this retirement vision real with what we've got currently? And if we don't, how do we help fill that gap? And that's where Michael and I come in and help with those gaps in income streams and things like that. So you really have to break it down. Inventory, having a vision, planning a budget, and identifying your income stream to make it all happen. Does that sound like something that would be helpful to people?
Extremely. And, you know, just on this one score, right now in the world of aging, and what I mean by aging is folks who are healthy, people who are 50-plus, they're reading things like 60 and Me, they're reading, they're listening to this podcast, they're exercising. Purpose has become their new mission, let's say, discovering that. And I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. If you retire, or you can retire at age 65 or even 70, you have a lot of life left. And in the old days, you simply had a good time. You know, you would go to an active adult community. You would play some golf. You would go on one of those Viking cruises if you had the money. And that was kind of it. You called it a day, right? Well, if somebody tells you, you know, you've got 30 more years left and you're 65, right? Or even 30 more years left and you're 70. You say, how long can I just play golf? I want to play golf, but I want to do something else with my life. I got a new life stage. And it's interesting with this retirement and money planning now, because it used to be that if you could sustain your life style, that was kind of enough. And by then, when they would come to you, they would know how much pension they have, how much Social Security they have, how much taxes, and they just wanted to not lose money. And actually, your ideas about fixed annuities worked. But now, people must be coming to you and saying, hey, I've got a dream. Maybe I need more money than I thought I needed, or I need it to last longer than I thought. And now, how do you approach that, Michael? Because, you know, even your existing clients, maybe clients you've had for years, are coming with new demands and more life.
Right, right.
So, you know, and you're looking when you say solutions.
Yeah, I think the big elephant in the room, though, is longevity. I mean, Adrienne, you talk about all the time, we don't know how long we're going to live for. And you've even taught me about all these new medical treatments and things which may even make us live longer. So the risk is, how do you make your money live a lifetime? How do you have more money at the end of your life, right, than more life at the end of your money? How do you make it last a lifetime, but at least have enjoyment of spending it, not worrying about it? So, you know, Laura and I talk a lot about streams of income, you know, Social Security, pensions, you know, a lot of the accounts, financial accounts like the annuities we do create streams of income. But if you put a lot of streams of income together, you get a river of income. And study after study has shown that someone who has predictable, sustainable, guaranteed income live a much happier life in retirement. And
yes,
that's
the
big challenge, right?
Yeah. So let me tell you that that's where I wish people understood what annuity meant. They should look it up in the dictionary. What it actually means is something that doesn't stop. And in the old days when you wanted to sell something, you'd say your money is going to last as long as you do. But the fact is that's true. And, of course, if I had an actuary here or an insurance person who was with an insurance company, they would tell me that longevity is one of their biggest headaches because they've taken the risk of people living longer on themselves. So it's very, very interesting. But these types of lifelong streams of income like an annuity is what it really means. And I don't sell it.
Yeah.
You know, I just want everybody to know I'm not making money. I had licenses.
This is education.
But
this is really education.
It is really true. Mm-hmm. It is really true. And it does irk me as a journalist that you can read from other financial people that annuities are no good. And what they mean are those variable annuities, and which I won't say they're no good, but they're not the same thing. When we come back, I want to talk about. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
I was a true story. You know, the other day someone calls me up from a radio show interested in what I was talking about, and he's like, I don't want annuities. I hate annuities.
Right.
And I said, let me ask you, do you collect Social Security? He goes, yes. I said, you already have an annuity. It's Social Security.
Right. That's
annuities are the opposite of life insurance. They're an income stream. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, what we want to talk about now is the profession itself. And how it's grown good ways and bad ways, and whether COVID has made a difference in the way we're delivering services to people and educating them. Don't you go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, so now we're at the end. This is our last segment. I do want to talk a little bit about the industry in the sense that I wonder if it's like healthcare, if it's going to get more and more digital. I'm wondering whether or not, you know, people, as you said, I'll throw this to you first, Laura. You said people are getting more educated. And whether the education is confusing them or it's good for them. I know you like education, but, you know, sometimes you get paralyzed, too, from too much. So we'll talk about those things now.
Also, let's make sure we also, because, Adrian, you know, if people want to call us, great, but my suggestion is they use a specialist, you know, like, if they're looking into this, use someone who does this, who specializes. We do, right, but beyond us, like, you know, I'd rather be a master in one thing than a jack of all trades.
That's where I see the business specializing. Good point. I think I love that point, and I think if you don't mind, Laura, I think I will start with Michael. I just want to make sure that gets said. That's a really great
point.
Yeah, Laura can talk about that point, too. I mean, she can cover it.
No, that's okay. You talk about it.
Good.
You talk about it.
So,
that's
Stu,
fine.
We are ready.
Okay.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now I want to speak for a moment to my newsletter subscribers. All of you can be subscribers. It's absolutely free. You just go to Adrian Berg, A-D-R-I-A-N-A-B-E-R-G, adrianberg.com, and you can simply subscribe, and every Monday you will receive our newsletter. And then every once in a while when we have a special offer for you, which is always free as well, like our new webcast on mitochondria and how it strengthens your cells and what you could be doing for yourself with regard to it from the top geroscientists, we'll send you a separate notification of that. But pretty soon, we are going to be opening up a campus. It's a virtual campus that brings together, it's really silo-busting, geroscientists, doctors, policymakers, and also you guys, the consumer, to talk together online. And we're going to be testing it to make sure that it's easy to use. And I'm going to be asking my newsletter subscribers to volunteer. I only need about 5 or 10 of you, but watch for that in the newsletter to ask you to be beta testers of our brand new virtual campus. Extremely exciting stuff. Now, more exciting probably is your money, or you would prefer it to be less exciting and very predictable. And that's why I'm doing a rare thing today. We talk about health and we talk about life purpose. We talk about successful aging and ageism. But rarely anymore do we talk about money, because I spent years in that field, and I know that it can be treacherous. And so I've hand-selected two folks that I've worked with in the past, Michael and Laura Lehrhaupt, Strategies for Retirement, because they are very much in the education mode. So what I asked them during the break was, what's changing in the profession? What's changing in the field? And they have plenty of answers. So I'm going to start with Michael. First, give everybody a chance to get educated through you by giving them your website again.
Sure.
And then say what you really wanted them to know. Yeah, and then tell them what you wanted them to know. Go ahead.
So our website is strategies4retirement.com. Again, that's strategies4retirement.com. And we have so much good information on there. And like I said, you can request our Safe Money and Income book. You can request some replays of our webinars that we talked about on the show. But, you know, Adrian, you asked me on the break, hey, where do you think the industry is going? You know, some insights here. And I firmly believe that this financial industry is becoming an industry of specialists. If you want risk, if you want to take risk, you go to a broker, they're typically a specialist in risk, right? But that same broker is not a specialist in creating income, guaranteed lifetime income, or where you might have your safe money. So just like you go to a primary doctor, but when you have a heart condition, you go to a heart specialist, or if you need your teeth cleaned and things with your teeth, you go to a dentist. This has become an industry of specialists, so it's important. You know, I would rather be a master in one thing than a jack of everything. You know, and that's where I see it going.
Now, people don't know that financial advisors also get certifications, special certifications. They're certified in senior advising. They're certified in insurance. They're certified in different things. So you may want to look at the specialty of the financial advisor. It's not just one-stop shopping anymore where everything is taken care of. So let me ask you something, Laura, about this.
Mm-hmm.
Most
mm-hmm.
people do have some annuities, if they're interested in their own finance at all. Some have just mm-hmm. a big mess, and they really need help. But
yeah.
but they
yeah.
may have individual stocks and bonds. They may have individual
mm-hmm.
Annuities. They may have an insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have more than one advisor, each one specializing the way Michael says? I have a cardiologist, I have a podiatrist, if my feet hurt, I don't go to my cardiologist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know what to do in the field of
yeah.
health.
Yeah.
What about the field of finance like this?
I do. I think it's the future. I do think we've kind of been carved little niches for specialties. We're the safety people. We're the safety folks. You know, that's what we do. We do it all day long. We don't want to put your funds at risk. We want to keep that income stream. We want to create a safe place. So we are the experts. I mean, we educate our clientele and anybody who does business with us all day long. And this is really one of the positive things that has come out of this pandemic is I have found over this last year our clients just so much more interactive with understanding and wanting to understand these accounts that they have with us. And we've been, you know, funny enough, what we've all rediscovered is the telephone. Like, I've had so many reviews over the telephone. We used to do it in person. I guess it was considered what everybody did, but, you know, you had to get in a car and drive somewhere and things came up. We've probably spoken to so many more people this year on the phone, and they all thank me every time. Oh, now I really get it. I really understand it. And they have a hands-on, you know, feeling about their account because of this pandemic. So I do think the future is, you know, going to specialists within the category of financial and finding the person you trust the most in, you know, the goal of the money, which the goal of the funds we work with is to keep their money safe and growing.
Right.
That's really the goal.
So now I just want to get in for a few minutes here on a topic I've never actually brought up on our show, and that is technology and and financial advising. You mentioned the telephone, but have you been Zooming? And if so, are the older adults left out of are they getting savvy or not? Okay, what is that old boy all about there, Michael?
Yeah, let Michael take it away, honey. Go ahead.
Well, definitely compared to where we were, yes. I mean, most of us are using Zoom, and definitely I see a lot of clientele using Zoom. Once in a while, I'll speak to more of the old school who don't even have emails, you know, and that's a little hard. But sometimes it could take me 15, 20 minutes to get someone set up on Zoom before we even start talking. But I'm finding more and more these kinds of platforms are becoming acceptable. And, yeah, I mean, people are – look, you know, we have to accept this technology. We have to learn it. And, you know, and so a lot of people are accepting it, learning it, because that's the new world we're living in.
Well, I have to say that when we educate, we have discovered that because of technology we can educate more people – more cost-effectively. So exactly when you did your live webinars, it was expensive. I'm going to be honest with you, with my listeners.
Yeah, the live ones,
Yeah, the live ones are expensive. You have to give food. You have to have a place. You have to pay a speaker. You have to show up yourself, take your own time out of your life. And, and, you know, if you had 400 people, it was great. If you had 30 or 60, it didn't pay to do it. Today, you can do your webinar online, and who knows how many people. It could be hundreds and hundreds of people who could get that information. So I'll finish with this. We do a conference, Laura and Michael, every year, and when it was live, we had 300 people, and each of them had to pay good money. This year, it was virtual. It was free. We had 1,000 people.
Wow.
So
yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm all for the new technology, and I really am a cheerleader for everybody listening, regardless of their age, to get wired. That's what I call it. So for everybody there, I thank these guys so much. You have no idea how valuable their time is to being with us. And if they've opened up a new door for you to feel more comfortable, that there is safety ahead, that you don't have to be afraid, then I've done my job. We have wonderful education for you, and what I've asked them to do is send me a special paragraph so that my newsletter subscribers could get a copy of their latest book on safety and income, and that's just more incentive for you guys to go to adrianberg.com and become a newsletter subscriber. I am trying to create a real tribe of successful agers, and that doesn't mean a tribe of older people only, but anyone at any age that really foresees that 100-year life that we've been talking about, with every day of it being fulfilling and filled with purpose. So thank you guys so much, and everybody else, get out there, kids, and make it happen. Wow, that was a great show.
Good.
Great.
Thanks, Adrian. It's always great talking
to you.
Yeah,
I love
hearing
you.
Thank you so much, Adrian.
Yeah.
Be well, and I'll keep you
all
abreast of all the health stuff we're doing, okay?
Oh, yeah, and we'll get you that paragraph for your newsletter. Yes.
Please do.
I got a client waiting for me, but
you go.
Nice talk with you. Bye.
Talk to you.